Morning, darling.
Morning, sweetie pie. I slept so well. I feel great. Good thing, really. I've got loads to do today.
Lucky you. My night was the complete opposite. I had a terrible dream.
Oh, dear. Another nightmare.
Yes. They're always awful, but this one was particularly vivid. I actually still hurt a bit. Must be psychosomatic. Anyway, I'm sure it'll go. First things first, I think a bit of twittering is in order. Must keep my followers in the loop. Hang on. I'm sure I left my phone on those drawers.
Here we go again. You're always losing it. Honestly, give it a rest just this once. Who gives a stuff what you're doing at this time of day? And I really don't need to know what Jonathan Bloody Ross is up to either. First things first, let's start with disposing of last night's surprise visitor. Honestly, inviting your ex-girlfriend to stay. I know it was a tricky situation, but Angela's a right bunny boiler. She's always scared her boyfriends away. What on earth possessed you to go out with her anyway?
Bygone, Soph. You know I chose you over her. And let's face it, if it wasn't for her, we'd probably never have met.
Yes, our very own fairy godsister, who I wished you away from. There's just too much emotional baggage there. I mean, I know we were young, but I don't think she ever forgave us, or more particularly, me.
Yeah, perhaps. Ah, and that reminds me, I should have told you last night, but forgot when you distracted me. She tried it on again when you'd gone to bed. Obviously, I turned her down, but still.
That's it! The final straw. She leaves now. I bloody well hope you weren't tempted.
Of course not. How could I be? I agree. She goes this morning.
Roger, did you leave the door ajar? Thank Christ we didn't make much noise last night. That really would be rubbing it in. What's that smell?
Chicken?
Is she cooking the poussin we saved for Saturday? The temerity of that woman.
Darling, you're wrong, for once. It's just a sausage. Well, it looks like a sausage.
One lonely, strange-looking chipolata. Oddly familiar. And a couple of scallops. What a strange combination. I didn't even know we had scallops. Oh, here she is. Little miss, I want it all. Hey, Angela, look at me when I'm speaking to you. Roger told me. I can't believe you.
Angela, you'll have to leave. I mean, we help you out when you miss your last train home, but... Are you okay? There's blood all over your clothes.
She's drenched in it. Are you okay? Have you hurt yourself? What the hell? I just walked right through her!
No, Sophie, I think she walked through you.
What the bloody hell do you mean she walked through me? People can't just do that.
My dream. You don't think it could have been true, do you?
This is the time you pick to discuss your subconscious.
No, I dreamt that Angela came to our room. I couldn't move. It felt as if I was paralysed. Could she have drunk the coffee?
Well, I was really tired last night, but I thought it was wine. And then after we, well, you know, I fell asleep straight away.
Thanks. I think she did come in. She went round your side of the bed. She had a knife. Then she came back to me and cut off my...
Your what?
Well, look in the pan.
Oh. Sorry about the chipolata reference earlier.
Well, we had just... I mean, it wasn't as if I was... Anyway, what I mean is... I think we're dead.
That's us! But how are we here and there? Oh, God, we are dead. I mean, we look awful.
Yes.
There's blood all down us. But I can't believe it. I mean, we asked her to stay and everything. That's really bad manners.
We're ghosts, looking at our bodies in the freezer, and you're thinking about manners?
Well, I said she was a bit of a bunny boiler, but I didn't think she'd go this far.
Now then, don't worry. I'm just out to the shops. I need some more bread for my Roger Sarnie. I think I'll start on Sophie after that. And then it will be just you and me, Roger. Together forever. Yes, I've got you just where I want you.
In XYZ by Darren McLarkey, Roger was played by Andy Metcalf, Sophie by Claire Spencer, and Angela by Teresa Sunick. The director was Ethel Mercedes.